Well, do you remember your first contact with the divine, connecting with you and you connecting with the divine?
You know, I remember it was actually a couple of weeks after I had spoken to you for the first time, and it was in between the time that I was waiting to have my appointment with you. Remember, it was like a couple of weeks before that. And I remember sitting, and I, for some reason, I had never done an angel guided meditation, and I was sitting on my dining room table, or at my dining room table, and my son was sick from school, the older one, and he was watching TV, laying down on the couch. And as I was sitting there, it was like a 5-minute meditation. It wasn't very long, but at the end of the meditation, she asked us to call in an angel and asked for us to ask something. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to ask something that's really hard. I could just ask to see a butterfly or ask to see something like that, but that's too easy, right? So I closed my eyes, and I had earphones on at this time, so I closed my eyes, and I asked for my angels to come and show me what the logo of my company should be. And as I opened my eyes, I saw this, and the only way I could describe it is this kind of cloudy, smoky, clearish, I can't even say it was really white, but it was more of like a clearish, whitish, across the table on the other side from me. At the same time, my son gets up, he comes over to my whiteboard, which had nothing on it. He picks up the pencil, or he picks up the marker, and he draws angel wings, and then he draws something like a circle or something in the middle of it and says, "Mommy, the logo of your company should be this, and you should just write it in here like this." And he put the marker down, and he went back to the couch, and I couldn't even talk, because he did not hear what I said. He did not hear what I asked for. Secondly, he was sick. He's sitting here watching TV. He's not listening to anything that I'm doing or listening to. I had my earphones on, and I was beside myself. So I ran over to him, and I was like, "Did somebody say something to you? Did you hear something? Why did you get up?" And he kind of looked at me like I was crazy. And I didn't even know what to do. So then I called my husband, and I'm telling him, I mean, I literally think I lost it for like 5 minutes. And then I realized something magical just happened. Yeah. And that was actually the first time I can say that I was truly, well, probably the second time, but truly aware of the contact.
Yes.
I would have to say that.
Yeah, because contact comes in so many different ways. You can have a spiritual contact and will direct you to a book. You can have spiritual contact in dreams and even in daydreams. So divine contact, that spiritual contact, comes in just a variety of ways. There's no one way. There's no where you could say, well, they only happen this way, but they don't happen this way. It's not true. I had an experience where I was standing in a grocery line and waiting to be checked out. And as I was standing there, I was debating. I was thinking, should I do this? Should I? Maybe. No. Maybe. Yes. And I kept going back and forth in my mind, back and forth in my mind. And the lady in the check stand in front of me turned around. And now I didn't say anything out loud. She turned around and she said, "Just do it." And she turned back around. And then a second or so later, she turned around and looked at me like I asked something. But she didn't even act like she said something. And so sometimes the divine literally does speak through other people, or like with your son, just works through other people. And
Yeah, and it's
it is so magical. You're right.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I mean, it does feel really good when you are aware of that. Like when that lady said that to you, even though she had no idea what she was saying or who was speaking through her or what was happening, she kind of just went on with her day, right? She just probably turned around and walked away. But for you, you were so aware of that, like you have been for so many, many years. And it's so fun, too. It makes life so fun, too, doesn't it?
Yes, and it means that the divine is around us and activated at all times. It's like when we take that moment, and even at that time, I wasn't taking a moment. I was really ruminating in my mind, well, should I, shouldn't I, should I? But I wasn't saying a word. And then she turns around and says, just do it. And it was fun because I did realize that, oh, thank you. So, and those kinds of experiences have been a normal for me. You could say that was my norm, to have what other people would be totally unique and very strange and weird experiences. That really is my life.
Well, you know, because you brought that up, I do want to talk about that. I think that in the beginning, for many years, I would say, honestly, I would probably feel a little scared or a little weird about what happened with me and, you know, with my son. But now I feel like it's fun. But let's talk about people who do feel that it's weird or they get scared. Because I know that there's, like you said, you can have the divine contact through daydreams, dreams, but also physical, right? In the physical world. So can you share an experience that you've had? Because I know you've shared this once before, but in the physical world, because I've never had this particular physical experience when somebody's in front of my face. I think it would be so fun to share, too, because I thought it was amazing.
Well, yeah. And it was an experience. My aunt had passed away, and she was very instrumental. My aunt Pompey, she was very gifted in spiritual abilities and physical spiritual abilities, which she could actually put her hands on an article or a card table, and when she was in an altered state, which that isn't what we called it back then, but when she was in altered state, she could actually physically affect things and move tables and things. So she was very much of a mentor for me when I was growing up, and when she would come to visit, she would always take a nap, so I would spend that time with her because she would tell me these amazing things. And so she's the one that showed up I was in my 20s, probably late 20s, and she showed up at my house, and I was in my kitchen alone, and I looked in the doorway, and there was a visual image of her, but I actually felt her first before I saw her. I felt something different in the room, something unusual, like somebody had just physically walked in the room, but there was nobody there. And then I looked up in the doorway, and this is true when our loved ones or people come to us and they want to bring a message. Many times they will appear in a doorway because it makes it easier energetically for them to appear. So she ended up in the, you know, being right like she was standing in the doorway. But I, when I turned around, I went, oh, because it's just like if somebody physically wasn't, you didn't know they were in the room, and you turn around and saw them, it's going to startle you. So the fact that there was somebody different in the room startled me. So what she did was she did give me a message. And she told me that someone in my family was going to pass. And it was helpful because we needed to know that. We needed I needed to know that to be prepared. And it was something that I was not it was something I was expecting. It was something that I kind of felt, and she validated my feelings with that, and it was helpful. And I know for some people that's frightening, especially when they're talking about a loved one passing. But many times they do that to prepare us, even though we don't want to hear. Because it's too painful to hear.
Yeah. And what would you say to, you know, someone who may feel like they have come into a certain kind of contact when not necessarily that they see it physically, but they feel it so strongly like you did right before you saw her? Actually saw her, but you felt her coming in, and you felt her in the room, because that's happened before when both of my sons, that we had moved their beds together, so because they wanted to have just a huge bed and sleep together. So one day I was in there, and I felt, and I heard, well, first I heard, and I felt kind of at the same time, I was hearing mumbling above them, but kind of like above between them. And honestly, I got scared for a second. But then when I relaxed into it, I did not feel scared because of the energy. The energy did not feel to me that it was negative. I felt like it was a really positive energy. But I wasn't sure what it was. And I remember something that you had walked me through, which was the very next day, in the dark. I walked in there by myself, and you were on the phone with me, and you just asked me to talk and ask who and what this energy was. And so I did, and I found out that it was my grandfather, my mom's dad, and that he was there protecting them. And he was really just there, like you could say, saying a prayer or just being with them and protecting them in that way. And can you explain to everybody why I was hearing the voices between the kids, kind of above and between them, rather than anywhere else in the room? Because you had explained this to me before.
That came through me at the time, and I don't remember that, and so I need you to remind me.
Okay, so sure. So what happened is you had told me to go in there because you said that they take energy, they cannot take in a bad way, but they use that energy, especially while the kids are sleeping. The reason why I was hearing it between them is because he was able to use that energy, although he was not able to share with me physically, but because auditorily, my psychic auditory senses, intuitive auditory senses, whatever you want to call it, had already opened up, and he knew that. And that's why he took that chance to do it that way rather than scaring me. Even though I was so open to it, and at least I thought I was, right? And even though I've worked on my spiritual journey for years now, I was still scared. If I would have seen a physical, being from the spirit realm, I would be scared. But when I even heard it, I was a little scared. But still, when I finally found out that it was him, it was really sweet. And again, like we talk about, it was magical.
And the fact is, and thank you for reminding me that, because sometimes when information comes through you as a channel, and not just me, but anybody that's channeling information, sometimes it comes through and it's not from me or it's not from you. So sometimes you don't retain it. Like sometimes spiritual information will come through, and because it comes through so fast, it's not like in your memory, it just comes through.
Yeah, just like that. Just like you were saying, like that lady, she turned around and said to you, just do it. And just like you said to me, and I had to remind you because that wisdom just kind of came through right then, and not like you had to think about it. And that's probably, yeah, why you didn't remember.
And also, what else was given to me was that the fact in between the boys was like the frame of the door frame. The energy was like the door frame. So in between the two beds and the boys was that same framework of energy to where he could manifest there.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Wow.
So that contact can come through dreams. Many times I'll hear people say, I had this dream, but it didn't quite feel like a dream. It felt more real than a dream. And
Well,
that
oh,
is.
you know what? Can I ask you a question about that? Someone has just told me 2 days ago about a daydream that they had right before they went to bed. She's in her late 60s, and she was having a daydream about her delivering a baby, and she was not even pregnant. She was younger, in her daydream, and she was delivering a baby. And she was not even pregnant. And the interesting thing about this is, this person has really opened up spiritually a lot in the last few months, I would even say. And she asked me yesterday, so the day after that, she said, "Do you think that I was seeing myself in another parallel reality?" And I feel as though when somebody feels something, as I've also learned from you, you acknowledge that because it's not something for us to say, no, but I acknowledge that, yes. And I said, 100%, that could be what it is. So what is that? What would that be? I
Well,
know that's different, a little different, but what would that be?
it is a little different, but it still is contact. It still is that divine contact, and it's giving her a message. The birth of a baby is the new beginning. And so it's giving her a message of a new beginning for her. And that is also spiritual and divine contact. And you can receive divine contact in a dream. And I also feel like it was her seeing herself in a parallel reality.
Oh, I'm so happy that you said that because that's what I told her too. I said when you try to figure out what your dream meant, and if you see that new baby, that is a new beginning, and it truly is because there's some really great things that just happened for her, and it is giving her a new start. So it all coincided at the same time.
Nice, nice. And it is magical. It is magical when those kinds of experiences happen and people say, but it felt so real. It felt more real than when I'm dreaming. And when they say that, it is a real and true experience. It's no longer a dream. It's an actual experience.
Right, right. Well, let's talk about one other thing within this about divine beings contact, even through just anyway. But let's say it's something, because we've talked about this many times, when yes is an answer and so is no, right?
Right.
So let's go into that a little bit deeper. We've been talking about really good things. Now, what if you hear something not good? So I know someone who I was talking about this to, and I was explaining to her how she can, you know, really meet her angels. It doesn't necessarily have to be that physical contact, but she can meet her angels through so many different ways. And she was going through a hard time as well, and I was just trying to help her with that. And the thing that she told me was, you know, well, when I listen and sit in silence, I hear negative things. And the thing I told her was that I felt as though, well, one, when you're hearing the divine, that wisdom that flows through, it's always going to be unconditionally loving, calm, sweet. But it can also be something that you don't want to hear, because you're not always going to get a yes. But I think she was hearing something negative. Can you explain that? Because she did not feel as though it was anything calm and anything sweet. It was more fearful, scared, making her panic, making her anxious type of messages.
Yeah, and there is both sides, just like there's light and shadow. When one makes contact, if there is fear of making contact, or if the person is in a place of fear, many times we'll tap into that negative energy. Place that negative energy, and when we do that, it's we can change the channel, just like changing the channel on a TV. We can actually change the channel by what we say out loud. So if somebody is tapping into a negative source, and that's what it is, it's a negative source, you can change the channel. So when you tap into that, you can say, no, I demand to end this contact. So you would say it very clear and concise. And then there's always power in three, so I would say it three times. I demand and command end of this contact. Then the next thing the person would do is offer a prayer or listen to a prayer, listen to something spiritual, something positive, and work on positive affirmations and statements. But saying a prayer changes the energy. And saying a prayer in whatever your belief system is, asking for the best and highest good, will then put you in that connection with that positive. So knowing that when you connect with something negative, it doesn't mean you're a negative person, doesn't mean you're a bad person, and it doesn't mean you're always going to connect with that negativity. You just have to change the frequency. You have to change the energy and change the channel.
And this comes to a good point, and we can end it almost here, where we all have the power to change anything in our lives that we can through our thoughts, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
Because everything is energy, and we can change anything we want to, just like you just said, you can change the frequency. You can change your vibration. You can change the way that you're thinking about things and think more in a positive way. Try to see things in a lighter, more airy type of way so that you can give that space in between to see the positives that are there. Because like you said, there is light and dark for a reason. And there is dark, so we, as human beings, crave the light. And we
yes.
go towards that light, and we're here to continue to find that light, which everyone talks about. And it's true, right?
Yes, yes. And a prayer, a positive affirmation, even a positive song, something that changes the vibratory rate, changes the frequency that you're tapping into. So even if you have a little bit of anxiety or anxiousness or concern, by changing the energy, by offering a prayer, by doing a positive chanting, by doing some drumming, by listening to music, all of those things change the frequency. And so you do not have to receive negative, even though you're absolutely correct. Sometimes our divine and positive will bring us things we don't want to hear, but that's different than negative energy.
Exactly. Exactly. And I love the music idea. I love all of those, but the music idea is what we do at home. We always have a little bit of music playing in the background. So every morning I'll say, Alexa, turn on meditation music, and she'll have that. But everybody likes different types of music. Some people like more upbeat, kind of like, you know, you want to dance to that music. And we keep
right.
meditation music on because she plays all different types of songs. And we keep it on all day long. And it's really nice
yeah.
when you're just walking around the house, you hear just really soothing music, and it's really nice. And the kids like it too.
Yeah, I have a friend that she plays chanting in the background, just low chanting of the Om, and she has that playing all day long, different kinds of chanting, Tibetan chanting, just simply because it calms and soothes her.
I think this is a great, you know, first start to learning a little bit more about the divine contact. Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Well, I'm so happy to be doing this podcast with you, and I can't wait to share more with everyone.
Yeah, me too. Let's investigate and discover and explore and have fun all at the same time.
Yeah.